This is Brother Better, and I greet you in the name of Jesus. Pray everyone's doing great. I feel such a stirring and a working of the Spirit of God down in my soul this morning, because I know God's taking us into a place we've never walked. And to me, that's exciting, that God is moving by His Spirit and taking us into that realm and that working of His Spirit that our generation's never seen what God's doing. I've told people, and I'm going to keep telling them, there is a move that is like the day of Pentecost, and it will eventually transcend Pentecost and go beyond what God done in the early church. I'm not going to tell you we're going to have the outpouring like we did on the day of Pentecost, but the power, the authority, the dominion of the Spirit of God, and what will live and walk and work in you as you yield over to the Holy Ghost is, it's never, our generation's never seen it. They've never tasted of it. You know, the Lord gave me a scripture several years ago, probably around 2014, and I started quoting this as I was preaching many times. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2, and I believe it's long about verse 9, "I hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God hath prepared for them that love Him," or "them that wait upon Him," one of the writers wrote it, "for them that wait upon Him." And I started telling people, I said, God has put this in my spirit that there is an act of God that your eye hath not seen. There is a moving of the Holy Ghost in a preaching of the Word that your ear hath not heard. And there's a moving forth of a power of the Spirit that your heart has never seen, it's never understood, it don't know what's fixing to happen in the Spirit of God. And I could see people look at me, I could discern their spirits, and then just look at me like, "Yeah, Brother Matter, we know, we ain't expecting God to do something we don't know." And that's the problem. People are not expecting, they do not believe God can go beyond the comprehension that they have right now. They do not believe that God can go beyond what their eyes have seen and what their ears have already heard and what their hearts already understood. But God is now placing and doing and working new things in the earth, and He's bringing it forward by His Spirit. And so here a few weeks back, the Lord began to tell me in my spirit, He said, "Tell people that their eyes will see, their ears will hear, and their heart will understand what I spoke about in that scripture." He said, "Because I'm opening people's understanding to the Word, I'm bringing forth new revelations and new workings of the Spirit of God." And you know, the Bible says in Deuteronomy 29 and 29 that the secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but when they are revealed, then they belong unto us. So there are things that God has not revealed. There are seven seals in the book of Revelation that it talks about that have never been opened, and what is sealed up has never been revealed to our understanding and our wisdom and knowledge. It's never been revealed to us by the Spirit and been brought forth that it could be made manifest. So God has things that He's never done. He's got things in His foreknowledge. It doesn't mean God's changing. It means that He is going beyond your comprehension and doing new things to get you in a frame of mind that you can expect Him to do the impossible. You know, I expect God to do the impossible. God is not a God of possibilities. He don't deal in possibilities. He deals in impossibilities. And it's time for us to take the limits off of Him. And I've been telling people, get God out of the box. God is moving by His Spirit. He is bringing forth a power, an authority, a dominion like He did in the day of Pentecost, but He's not bringing it forth in the same manifestation. Quit trying to make God look like what you want Him to look like. Quit trying to make God feel like what you think He ought to feel like and act like what you think He ought to act like, and let God be God. Let Him be God. You know, the Lord spoke to us in the April meeting on the 23rd of April And the Lord spoke by the spirit of prophecy, fell on my wife, and I encourage every one of you, if you have not heard this, go to sermon.net and look it up. It's 4:23:20, and it's a spirit of prophecy. It's not very long, but it fell on my wife, and she began to exhort from the person of Jesus. And he said, I was driven into the wilderness for a purpose, and I had focus. And then he went on and said there was a reason. And he said, he related that when he had fulfilled that purpose and done what the Spirit had drove him, or in Mark 1 and 13, I think it says, and the Spirit driveth him. In Luke 4 and 1, it says, and the Spirit led him. So any way you want to look at it, immediately after his baptism and being filled with the Holy Ghost, he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, and he was led in there for a purpose. He was led in there for a visitation. He was led in there for his Father to work something in him. And so we need to step back and ask ourselves, what was it? What was it that happened to Jesus? What was it that moved in him and led him into that wilderness? Go stop and look what the scripture said. He went to John, asked John to baptize him. John said, well, I don't need to baptize you. You need to baptize me. And Jesus said, suffer it to be so to fulfill all righteousness' sake. So what he done is laid out the plan of salvation, repentance, and water baptism. And then when he come up out of the water, the Holy Ghost descended on him like a dove. But I want you to ask yourself, him being full of the Holy Ghost, just had repented or just had went through the plan of salvation, got baptized in water, received the Holy Ghost, and was now full of the Spirit of Christ. Why did he need to go into the wilderness? May God bless you.